see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watch Out for Jesus program this afternoon, family. Welcome to 2 hours of real news in this age of deception. To talk about what these folks are really up to. Man, it's not in the news. The distractions are in the news. The supernatural realm is, if you don't see it happening around you, I don't know what to tell you. Really, I don't. Because it's obvious in around our homes, the news, the way things are working, it's going by the book. They have to go by the book. But they got so many people so distracted and heading in all kinds of different directions. And they got so many different so-called theologians that come up with all kinds of theories about the end times events, what the Holy Roman Empire is, or that Putin is actually in control of Russia and Obama's in control of America. You got to be kidding me. This fundamentally, they have no power decision-making authority. They have no authority to make any decisions for their countries. Only the Vatican and the Illuminati tells them what to do. They are placekeepers, throwaways. Putin and Obama and the rest of them are throwaways. Absolutely. And the facade that 90% of, for example, in America, the population, they actually believe the president has the power to declare war or to maneuver military positions, fleets, and so forth. No, he does not. He cannot act without the approval of the Vatican. America is a corporation. America is a corporation. The main power structure in this world is based on the Vatican And the monarchy that's controlled by a certain Illuminati families on the inside, and they control the world on a secular level. I mean, that's the reality. You see. And all this other is to keep everybody busy. You know, the Agenda 21 and space travel and flight and UFOs and all this stuff going on. Yellowstone blowing up and everything else. Some of it's going to happen. But, family, the main drive here, the main agenda, is for a new world order. Now, that's basic. But under whose control? That's the question. The new Roman Empire, the revived Holy Roman Empire, or the old Roman Empire? The current, revived Holy Roman Empire, you've got allegedly Russia from the north. No. Watch for Turkey in the real World War III to sweep down into Israel in the second seal. Hint, hint. Russia is a placekeeper. United States, not even in the Bible. Now, there's theologians that written books and CDs, and I don't know what, and spoken in places and whatever. Famous worldwide, so on and so on. That are actually claiming America's Babylon. It is impossible for America to be Babylon. They want you to believe Babylon is America, because when America goes down, and it will, Babylon goes down, who comes in after Babylon's destroyed? Well, Jesus comes in. Or that's so as people believe. It will be the fallen angels to make peace in the fake World War III. Now, during the course of this week, I'm going to talk more about this. But, and there's people who actually believe this. Some of them know better, but others believe that America's Babylon and Russia's going to sweep down into Israel and all sorts of things. There's going to be two World War IIIs. One's a fake one that will bring on the real Antichrist and the real false prophet. And the real World War III, the one that Albert Pike has planned, will be between Islam and Zionism. And that will lead into the mid-tribulation or the worship of Lucifer. That's the real World War III, the one of the red horse, seal number two. Now that's the real one. But that only comes after there is worldwide peace and safety. Daniel 9:27. Your Calvinist and Preterist and other secret society members and so forth are counting on their prestige, their favorite parking place, their CDs, their 10, 15, 20 books they've written, their positions of high authority, to take the place of their lack of theological knowledge. In other words, they're trying to sell you a bill of goods based on their outside facade of credibility. Y'all get it? What bill of goods? That the tribulations have already happened. So if they say it, wow. And then they've got all these books they've written, all these CDs and personal appearances in various places of high prestige. Then it must be true. Well, quite the opposite. It's not true. Not a one of them can show you in Scripture or on the real world in the news going back decades and decades and decades, centuries before, that any of the end time events have occurred. Not one of them can do it. So they're counting on you not knowing. And look the position I have. I'm from Harvard and all this and all that, so I must be telling the truth. Well, actually, no. Actually, you can't be trusted if you're from Harvard. And I mean this literally. And I can back up every word I say. Because every university and college in America, with evidence, quotes, names, and dates, every college and university in America has a curriculum that is fully developed in humanism and Marxism. And they even have a resident Marxist scholar that oversees a curriculum to make sure that the teachers, professors, follow the Humanist Manifesto Otherwise, they will fire them. If they're significant or important, they may warn them, but they will fire them less than 24 hours. Because they have a tight chokehold, like a python, around your education system. Beginning in 1908, continuing tightly when a Marxist program took over in early part of the 1900s. Freemasons have been in control of it ever since. And they know it. Now this is the reality, and it's a fact. I'm not making a sweeping statement. I'm telling you a factual statement. And every public school is a school of humanism and Marxism. Primarily humanism. Every public school. I got a quote, several quotes, confirming it. And it proves out as well. Now I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now. And then we're going to get into today's current news, and then we'll see where I head on today's broadcast. But I'm going to cover the current news. And oh yeah, by the way, the Malaysia flight. Now they're saying that it went in the bottom of the ocean. And naturally they're saying, well, what we've learned since the flight, here's what we've learned. And certainly they're going to put in there, then the Indian Ocean, the deepest parts of it is 25,000 feet. Hint, hint, you see. And then they're going to find some little scattered item somewhere where it must have hit and just went to the bottom of the ocean, just like Bin Laden. Maybe they're together. I don't know. Who knows? You see, they can hide it down there. They can say the world is millions and millions of years old. They can lie about that, too. Just throw out, we found this fossil. It's 30 million years old. I'm a Yale professor of agriculture and archaeology, and I say it is. You know, you're a liar. Absolutely. Carbon-14 dating has been debunked a long time ago. Family, again, every college university is a humanist, Marxist curriculum. This is a massive, this is incredible truth. And the implications of what I've just said is absolutely staggering. You don't have, you never have had, free education. It's never been freedom or democracy. Never. I got a quote from FDR confirming this. March 4th, 1939. Every college university, since 1930, from the first quote I've got, confirms it's been a humanist curriculum in every public school. And then as colleges grew, the humanist and Marxist took over every college to make sure they followed the manifesto, right to the letter. American public don't have a clue about this. Their minds would not be able to wrap around what I've just said. Your father, look it up right now, right this moment. You can do that. John Dewey, Horace Mann, they kind of share the quasi-title of the American father of American education. They both kind of share it, something like that. Anyway, they were humanists. John Dewey was a humanist. That should be a little bit of a clue. Well, that's a starting clue, even for Sherlock. Lord, today we come before you in prayer. Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray you guide us today in this broadcast. Father, in this Bible studies and the Revelation Radio Network tonight, and Father, the rest of this week, we call upon you, Father, to spread your blood, the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, around us today and this week, that, Father, we'll have no interruptions, that we'll be protected, that, Father, we can share in the gospel, share in the knowledge, and, Father, have discernment and wisdom into what's coming, that we can spread the truth in the gospel. Only through the shed blood of Jesus, Lord, and protected by the darts of Satan, Father, can we get through this? Father, we call upon you now to send those warrior angels down here. Lord, protect us today and this week, or this month. the Lord, to give us that insight, give us that wisdom and opportunity to spread the truth. Father, forgive us and keep us in that humble state, but give us courage to speak out. Then, Lord, to help us to focus our minds, our thoughts, our spirit on what the truth is and not to be distracted. Father, we pray for our family members that are caught in the middle of all this, Lord, that those that don't know what's going on, that, Father, you bring the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will touch their hearts, and they'll find a empty spot, a need that were filled up by the love of Jesus, that through these times, that, Lord, they'll seek the gospel, they'll seek the truth, and give us opportunities to witness about salvation, about the love of Jesus. That, Father, we can share the gospel contained in the King James Bible. That, Father, you'll preserve it. And you bring the awareness level up because, Lord, they're losing down here in the focus of where the Bible really is. Lord, we see the falling away being set up. But, Lord, we pray that you'll extend the time that we can witness to others and give us time, Father, to carry through the divine appointments that you're going to set up. We pray for the healing of our family members, that to bring the minds back, to render the effects of the vaccines and the drugs that are being given, render null and void and heal their bodies, Lord, supernaturally. We pray for returning veterans, that, Lord, that you will silence those voices in their heads that's being caused by technology, by the psychotropic drugs, the attack that's been on our veterans from even the inside of the own government. Lord, we pray for the other veterans, Father, in the other countries, that we know they've been attacked as well. The Lord, there's a bigger picture many people don't see. Lord, you'll open up the eyes of those to let them see. For family members to pray for the healing of their returning veterans. Lord, you'll heal their bodies. And use this time when they return that they'll be witnessed to about the love of Jesus. And to get their minds off the Hinduism and the Buddhism and all these other isms that's going around, Lord, that you'll turn them to the love of Jesus. And the truth contained in the King James Bible. Lord, we pray for the children that are being identified and abducted, sought after, for the sacrifices coming up in the month of March and April, that they're going to be tightly controlled, Lord, and they're going to be targeted because of these very significant months coming up. Father, protect them. Allow some to escape, Lord, that be your will. And Lord, we pray for an awakening in this country about the end times events and to expose those false preachers and teachers for who and what they are and to raise up those who know the truth, Father, to have courage to speak out and to give them the opportunity which to do so. We pray, Father, for those that are in the other sides that, Lord, you'll strip down their protection to allow the Holy Spirit to come inside and you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts. And use that as a guide to lead them to Jesus Christ. And Father, to break up the covens and break up their invocations and their chanting and all this, Lord, to break it up. And Father, to release them from the mind control of Satan. That Father, even some of them may be saved and even convert in covens. But Lord, we call upon you to break down and tear up and blow up the walls of protection to allow that Holy Spirit to come in. And Father, we call upon you to expose the fallen angels for who they are. To tear down their chemtrails and, Father, to render them null and void. To cause derision among the Illuminati and division among the fallen angels. And Lord, we do pray for the Masons, the Knights of Malta, these secret society members, that Lord, you use the Holy Spirit to touch their hearts so they'll know to renounce the blood oath. And to bring order back to their family. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. and give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, all I can say is, from what I'm seeing myself, be ready for change. Your lives are going to change. It may happen suddenly. It may happen gradually. But things are going to start changing in people's lives. They can't stay this way forever because they're coming to a step closer. They have a small window in which to do certain events. What do I mean? Well, the window has to do with a lot of the constellations and the positions of stars and planets and solar systems and all this other stuff. It's the knowledge of good and evil. Well, it's real. We're in an energy world, universe, with particles, protons, whatever, those little particles run around, bouncing into each other, whatever they're doing, that gives you the illusion of physical substance. This world is made of energy, spiritual energy, spirits, soul and spirit is the rule of the universe. The body structures could be glorified. But right now you're in a testing process. And what's that? Well, your body is solidified at a certain frequency, rate, vibration that causes material, physical, hard, a certain frequency vibration that you can interact with things around you. A certain range of frequency. The reality is spiritual, not physical. The physical is temporary. The only thing that keeps us going on it, second by second, day by day, year by year, is God's power. His energy keeps everything going, keeps your heart beating. He's the glue that brings all these frequency vibrations and molecules, atoms and protons and photons and whatever they got, doesn't matter. All God does is speak it, and they come together or they can disappear, whatever he wants. We're talking Legos on steroids here, you know. That's what it is, and any time he could disassemble it if he wanted to, but he didn't. Once he created Adam and Eve, and then before that, of course, was the 5 days. And then 6th day, it was Adam and Eve. And 7th day, he rested, but he wasn't tired. He just stopped creating. Put everything in motion. And he's what keeps it going ahead of time. It keeps it moving. He makes your heart beat. You see. So Satan knows how to manipulate these particles by using God's principles against him. God allows it too, because you have the 5 senses. And that is the temptation that's been worked on to steal your soul. And that's the trial and tribulations that God gives you to make you stronger for the supernatural world ahead of you. They always say, well, is everything certain? Is death and taxes? Chuckle, chuckle. Pass the cornbread. But that's actually not true. When they have the RFID, the tattoo, it's going to be the mark of the beast. You've been trained for the mark of the beast since the first currency was ever developed. It became a system. Going all the way back to when Jesus says, render to Caesar, which is Caesar, unto God, which is God. And even before that, going back all the way back to Noah, because before that was all in the water. Noah started all over again. Notice that all of a sudden, up popped bartering system, currency, Roman coins that they find even today. All that was to set up the system of bartering with wealth of the earth. The wealth of the earth. God didn't put it in the earth for you to dig it up and then use it for currency. God put it down there to stay down there. Like the argon. It's in modules of hard. It's poisonous. It's not. There's a certain ratio of gases that you can breathe and not and so forth. Well, God's got it perfectly worked out. Remember I said, he's the one that keeps it going. So the diamonds and the gold and copper and all that's supposed to stay down there. Well, the fallen angels wants it up here because they use that in alchemy. Same thing for salt. To bust into those portals. Planets. What do you think stays on the planets? It's not aliens. Fallen angels. To and fro. What does that mean? Where you been, Satan? I've been going to and fro. What do you think that means, to and fro? It's not a UFO, neither. It's going from portals, from one planet to the next, by portals. Now, those portals, I see where we're heading. So those portals are opened only on certain times, based on the positions of the planets and the stars and the solar systems. It creates a power structure only on certain times of each year. And it's ironic that those times are on every holiday. And certain holidays are more powerful than others because the constellation is a certain position. When they have a forest fire that's caused by a shaman, supernaturally, train wrecks, tsunamis, this power, the mask of it is the power or is the event. But behind the scene, the curtain is opens up portals, allowing the demonic entities, the fallen angels, to come into this world. They're stationed, they're positioned, they're imprisoned on these planets because they can live there. Because they don't require sustenance. They don't have flesh and blood until they come here on this earth. Sons of God was the first bunch. Left their first habitation. That was out in space. To come on earth, they took on a physical form made of copper-based DNA. Humans were created. Adam and Eve, at the beginning, had supernatural bodies. They sinned. They lost that. They began to die. That's the first blood sacrifice, was Adam and Eve. They began to die the minute they sinned, which then was when flesh and blood, the flesh became flesh, and the blood then entered the body supernaturally. So it had to be pumped. The heart was formed by God's supernatural power. Original sin was born because the blood, the life is in the blood. The blood keeps the cells alive. When you're eternal, you don't need blood. You don't bleed when you're eternal. What did Thomas say to the disciples after the first visit? I don't believe it. I don't believe Jesus is back. We saw him, Thomas. Yeah, Thomas is stubborn. Anyway, so that's what he said. He said, I don't believe it. And all of them, Mary, but Thomas, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. No, he was in denial. Maybe he did. Maybe he just didn't want to believe it. Well, the second meeting, there you go. Thomas, look, my hands. Now, Jesus was physical. He ate with them. He walked around for 30, 40 days, you know. It wasn't like on Ghost where he just reached through them. And he was physical, but he's still back from the dead. Lazarus was raised from the dead, but he died later. You got it? God healed his body even after rigor mortis set in. I can only imagine Lazarus said, wow, you gave me a new model. I like this. Man, it don't hurt no more. But Lazarus still died, though. He still, after that, he brought back to life, but he was like everybody else. Enoch's body was changed. From physical, flesh and blood, to taken up. You see? Before he died. See, God lets us see the different ways. And what about Jesus? Different yet, except he raised himself. Notice that. Nobody raised Jesus from the dead except God. And Jesus was God incarnated. Oh, hello. Big difference. This is what happened. You see. So when you're eternal, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, didn't say anything about blood. And later on, there's parts in the Bible that talks about flesh and blood. Because blood is for the mortal. Flesh and bones is not for the mortal. It's immortal. Life is in the blood. Very important. Human bodies are made up of water and iron oxide. That's primary. Fallen angels made up of copper-based DNA over bone. Supernatural. Family, they could copulate on earth, not in heavens, of course not. Because it's supernatural, it's spiritual. But on earth, in the physical realm, the sons of God took the daughters of men and created Nephilim, giants. Because their DNA is different than mankind, therefore created abominations immediately. Aha, you see? And the atmosphere was different back then too. It was barium, nitrogen. So back to what I was talking about, the alchemy, which was brought to us by, wasn't Kellogg's, that's for sure. Although they're Illuminati. The fallen angels taught women the methods of witchcraft, of alchemy, all that stuff. It's all real. But all it is, alchemy is nothing more than manipulating with electromagnetic energy projected and using certain like copper and gold and herbs and all kinds of sort of sacrifice. But where they get the energy from? From dead human beings and animals that have souls. The soul is energy. Like a darn battery. Your soul contained in the pineal gland in your brain. There's your soul. Light particles. That's why you have a legion of demons. You can be demonized by... Because demons are nothing more than light particles. That's all they are. They're not physical at all. So they can interact. A thousand could be commingled with your soul. Well, that's what it says in the Bible. A legion. We are a legion. You wonder, well, so you're thinking the physical state. You're thinking, how can 1,000 demons fit in one body? How's that possible? A little crowded in there, isn't it? No. Not when you have light. It's intermingled. It's kind of like you're mixing. Well, this is even, it's not a good example, but it's good as I can get where right now. You have a gallon container, and you pour a little bit of motor oil in there, and you pour some kerosene in there. Don't light no cigarette now. And you pour some Kool-Aid, milk. Just the water intermingles itself. The different, you know, have different layers, different ranking structures. You see? It's like mixing water particles, but now go less than that and call light particles. Even more can fit inside your brain. Think of your body as a microcosm of the universe, for example. The brain is the Godhead. The cells that make up the body are people. And the blood is the Holy Spirit. Ah. And so that way, in that way, the Holy Spirit, the blood, touches every cell in your body, the human beings, from the brain. So if I was to take a pin and sneak up behind you and stick you on the leg or stick you in the foot or stick you in the arm, it'd probably tick you off, wouldn't it? But the thing is, you'd know exactly. If I took two pins and stick you in different places and killed that cell, you'd know exactly where I stuck you. It's the same thing as you as an individual, as a cell in the body of Christ. He knows every cell in that body of Christ from the Spirit inside the brain, Godhead. That's the best example I can give of a analogy of how the body, how the world is, universe, and how we fit in the scheme of things. Each individual cell is a human being. The blood that runs through the veins of this big human being is the Holy Spirit, and the brain is God, contained in a pineal gland, you see? The soul is energy. It's real. It's not some philosophical notion. It actually could be measured if you had some way of measuring hertz. You see? And the spirit is a connection to God. You have some animals that are S-O-U-L, soulish animals, that have souls. That's why they sacrifice cats, dogs, cows, soul-type animals. You got soul, man. Because that soul released is absorbed in the invocation as it's trapped to become like a battery. You got it now? That's why they sacrifice babies. That's why they, well, consume infants as infant as innocent. It gets a little ugly. You see it in movies and the horrific. Listen, I'm not going to go too far in this. I could, but I'm not going to. But the, well, let's put it like this. The violence of killing. The greater it is, the more emotion you get, obviously. The more energy is generated, you understand. It's like turning up a dial. So it works the same as prayer when you have a fervent prayer. If I say, "My Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," that's nothing. But when I'm really thinking about it, and I'm really praying to God, the one I love, and I really have a cry felt, heartfelt prayer, or repentance, I'm really sorry, to the point tears are going to come to your eyes, God hears that prayer of a faithful servant. He doesn't hear the prayer of a repentance prayer, just said, "Okay, now, you're just giving your life to Jesus. Okay, you see this card right here? I want you to read this." It don't work like that. It don't work like that. You're sending, and this is the criminality of the preachers today, rabbis or priests. Criminality. It's criminal that they have them read or repeat after me. "Now you said the words, now you're saved." Well, yeah, okay. That's like taking a squirt gun and say, "I'm going to christen you with a squirt gun, squirt, squirt." That's just water out of a squirt gun. No, it's, yeah, I've prayed over it, and it's holy water and a squirt gun. Well, actually, that happened down in Mexico area. There's a priest down there. No kidding. Last summer, I watched, I mean, I wasn't there, but I saw the video, and they were serious. They had a YouTube, and it was a show about this certain priest that was bringing children in. And, it was a lot of people in this thing. And he wore a white robe. And on the robe, it was had Spider-Man on it and Superman, and that was bringing the kids in. That was the trick of Satan. Oh, I know that will make some of you mad, but it's going to get worse when I tell you this. And so he did his sermon, and everybody just feels good, and they're all sitting like, you know, maybe 300, 400 people in there. And there's a dirt floor, and everybody's there, and, you know, whatever. And then it gets done with a mass. And you know what they did? I downloaded this darn thing, YouTube, and I couldn't believe it. You had people in there, jam-packed, elbow to elbow, backbone to belly button, stacked people whose hearts were hurting, whose needed salvation, needed to learn about Jesus. At the end of the sermon, he gives some kind of Dr. Feel-Good sermon like Osteen with a robe on. And no kidding, I guess maybe somebody went to California somewhere and went to Toys R Us and bought him a water blaster with neon orange and green. Water blaster, a big one too. And I said, no, he's not going to do what I think he's going to do. And he sure did. It was full of water, and he started spraying way back in the back and moving up, spraying water all over everybody. That's your christening. You're saved. Now go home. You got water on you? Okay, you're saved. Family, that's criminal. That's worse than a murderer. He just murdered 300 people. Oh, yeah. I'm not being over the edge on this at all. He murdered 300 people. You know why the second death is eternal? Family, living be 80, 90. I live to be 95 years old. Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Family, 95 is nothing. We think it's so amazing, 95 years old. Compare 95 to eternity. You're not going to die. Whoever I'm talking to, don't matter. What, all two of you? No, this is more than that. That I'm talking to, I don't care who it is, don't matter who you are. Don't matter which country you're from. Don't matter. Just name somebody. You're eternal right now. Right now, you've got a body holding you down. And that body's going to die. What then? Your soul is energy. It doesn't go away. It just doesn't annihilate. It's going to heaven or it's going to hell. It don't hang around for 3 days at Starbucks and haunt Starbucks to decide where it's going to go. It don't work that way. Absent from the body is present with the Lord. And if you're not with the Lord, do the math on that. There's only two places to go, heaven or hell. Until such time, the final judgment's made. But in the meantime, you're still living. And you're in another dimensional capacity, another frequency vibration. So wherever you are, it's going to be like another reality for you. Wow, what am I doing here? What is it? Who's that? Oh, that's one ugly dude there. Or, wow, that's amazing. Look at that gold bricks going up there. Wow. It's like, whoa. And they're going to have people there in heaven to meet you, to let you know, welcome. And if it's in hell, you're not going to be brought in with a welcome wagon. Family, it's not something to play with. You're going to be tormented. I'm sorry, but that God, excuse me, Jesus Christ talked about hell. How come the preachers don't? And you're probably saying, Tom, is that a trick question? Because if he does talk about hell, the Masons are going to get all upset about it. And they'll tell preacher, if you want to keep your job, you better quit talking about that hell stuff and adultery and all that. Otherwise, I can't go to my jester meetings. Christ died for us all. I don't have to do anything else. I don't know where Bible they ever got that from. Not the King James Bible. You're darn right. You got to repent and not sin anymore. And when you have trouble with that, you ask God for help. Holy Spirit hears you through the blood of the Lamb. You're that cell crying out for help because you got pricked by a pin. That means you're sinning. God says, oh, I got one right down there. It's calling for me. You see how it works? It's that pain that, not that cancer. The cancer just comes on slow and don't see it. But when that pain that, oh, there, God says, oh, in the body of Christ, there's one right there. Okay, I hear you. I'm going to fix you. I'm going to put some antibiotics on you. I'm going to put a Band-Aid on you and make you heal because you're crying out to me. That's how it works. Who's crying out or just saying the words? The words don't get you. So in the preacher, Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian or non-denominational, just saying the words won't get it. Just saying the words don't get you there. And then the other extreme is that, well, just die on the cross for us so you ain't got to do anything. That's your Calvinists and all these others. That the tribulation's already happened. Man, you might as well just take a water blaster and spray people with water and say, well, you're saved. Now you got sprayed with water. Go away. Oh, before you go, put some money in that part right there. Same thing. You got to truly, truly be sorry for the sins. And when you are, and that Holy Spirit says, oh, I hear you. Man, those tears are going to fly. Now, you big old bad butt Marine, let me tell you something. The stuff you've done there that they made you do against your training, I know, and against how you were brought up in your home was on purpose. Your Joint Chief of Staff are absolutely worthless. They're Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. They will be judged by a much higher authority. Their judgment's coming. Because they're dancing with the devil at the Council of Foreign Relations. And that's a fact. The 3-day pass that they give, or I don't know how long that lasted or how long it took up, but I know it happened. The 3-day pass that was given to those that if you kill the enemy with a knife, you get a 3-day pass. Family, they know what they're doing. What they're wanting to amount to doing is they want the troops finding a way that they can make it so bad over there that they'll have those with a K-bar or with their bayonet to stab before they'll shoot them. Get them up close and cover. Give me that thing. Stab them. Family, that's a sacrifice. They know that too. It's one of the reasons when they get back, they know their commanders, the highest level, go to Catholic Church or Presbyterian or some church. They always got to have that facade of religious out, you know, appearance and all that. So if these leaders of mine cause me to do this, I don't want no part of their religion. And they know that. Because when they come back, and if you read about it, you'll find it. It's true. That you'll find there's a large number of troops coming back. They've got money, right? Because, assuming they survived, that are going to Hinduism and Buddhism. When they get back, they're going to going to India to study the New Age religion. Because it's love and tranquility and Christ consciousness and all that stuff. That is the religion of the Antichrist. It's based on humanism as well. That's what's happening. And your Rick Warren, who's another Illuminati, the purposeful driven life Rick Warren, like Osteen, they're all Illuminati and occultic. And that's a fact, absolutely. Linked up to Oprah, one of the most dangerous women in America, Osteen. Billy Graham has turned humanist. Oh, absolutely. You don't have to know the name of Jesus. That's what he said. I'm assuming I have my regular listeners. You've heard it before. Family, there's a falling away coming. You got to look at Jesus, man. Jesus only. But they're causing people to fall away by design. They're putting Wicca in chaplains and saying, "You a chaplain? You're not supposed to say Jesus here and there." Yeah. A lot of police departments are coming out with that too. That the chaplain can't use the name of Jesus. But you can use Wicca. Oh, they sneaking up on you. Sneaking up on you. Oh, I know. I should be talking about a Malaysia crash and what else? Should be talking about gold or investments. All that stuff. That doesn't mean a whole lot. It really don't. It really don't. You know why? Because when they have the North American Union into the New World Order, when it happens, they're going to confiscate all that gold. I bought me there 10 ounces of gold and all this. I got 20 ounces of gold. I'm wealthy when this comes around. I use it for bartering. No, you won't. Some of these talk shows ain't telling you. Some of them may not even know. But when they declare martial law, the National Defense Authorization Act, and they declare martial law, because of a disaster that they will generate. They're going to confiscate the gold and make it illegal to sell. So you're stuck with it. So now you go down to, I'll barter with cans of beans and sardines and seeds and all this. Like we're going to have some kind of log cabins and all this. And we're going to go. Where are you going to go? I'm going to the Ozarks. We're going to have a little settlement there and start all over again with a log cabin. Family, I got news for you. That's not going to happen. People better wake up. You know, what's really coming down. And what's not being defined properly, or these dangerous times are not being defined properly. And the problem is, discerning which ones are doesn't really know, and which ones do know, and being deceiving. That's hard to read. That's really hard to read, actually. Now, we can hit all kinds of areas today. And I will talk about some current events. And things along those lines. Well, you want to, oh yeah, I want to remind y'all, go to TalkStream Live when you get a chance. TalkStream Live, and you can click on my photo or the green bar there. And what you'll do is it'll bring you back to the website if you hit the pick photo. My website's watchmanforjesus.com. Watchmanforjesus.com. And also, I want to remind you all that tonight at Revelation Radio Network, RevelationRadioNetwork.com. I'll be RevelationRadioNetwork.com. I will be broadcasting live tonight. And once you go there, you'll hit the Blog Talk Radio link and take you to Blog Talk Radio. Also, we're played KBLU Radio in Colorado. KBLU Radio and Blue Raven Network were played there as well. I'm up to date on my archives. You can draw down on those if you'd like. I have a newsletter distribution list that I send out, the newsletters. I'm going to start those back again. I had a kind of a hiccup back in November. That's a long story. Some of you already know the story on that one. But I'm going to get back to sending those out. I think it's time. And maybe do one or two that are like a summarization of, that's what you say when you can't get the summarization out. You got summarized and, summarization of what's happened since November. That's what I'm playing with to do that. Send it down. I got a Facebook, Watching for Jesus. People want excitement. I want to talk to y'all, a little something I want to mention. I do see a subject matter, and you want to pass this word around. And I have on my website about HPV vaccination. HPV vaccination. I have a study on it, my website. I put it up. I'm still working on it a little bit, but it's fully there, and it's long. Now, I copy-paste nowadays the full documents on my studies because sometimes you go to the link and they're not there anymore. So, you know, you have a link, you got a title and a link, and you click it, and it may be old. And so, oop, it's gone. Well, so I copy-paste them, and I keep track of all the articles I put up. The HPV vaccination, family, is designed, as evidence shows, to sterilize your children. That's what it's for. That is the purpose of it. It's to sterilize. And at a certain point in time, depends on how old the young girls are, it'll also cause miscarriages. This is the purpose of it. It's just one more cog in the wheel, not cog in the wheel, but actually a grease bearing on it for their agenda of depopulation. That's what it's for. To depopulate. You have some doctors and nurses that know this already. Or they're just being quiet about it because they're under a blood oath. They're either a Freemason and told to be quiet because the blood oath makes them quiet, or they're a nurse in the Wicca. You have a lot of teachers. You have teachers that are Wicca. Teachers are Eastern Stars. Some of them you never even know. Yeah, well, that's where the sex with young teenagers come in at. That transference of body fluids, yeah, not to be too graphic, but that has a lot to do with what they think is going to be longevity of their life. To the life is in the blood, the transference of a soul. Family, there's a lot more to what's going on than just taking advantage of young children. A lot more going on than just a bunch of horny old people. Take advantage of a bunch of young kids. It has a lot to do with witchcraft, transference of power. Now, I got a teaching on that, sort of an epiphany that I've talked about before. I may talk about that this week. I'm just going to go with the flow. But it's a lot more going on with these teachers. The teachers are taught to bring your children in the education system to the New World Order behind your back. And they're getting more blatant about it every day, controlling. You find it where you can no longer wear this thing or wear that. These are ways they're slowly taking control. People aren't seeing it. You no longer can bring this backpack. You can't wear it. You can no longer do this. They're making so many rules it becomes almost impossible to adhere to them. And that's the purpose of it. These teachers that's doing this are cowards. The Joint Chief of Staff and your senators that are Freemasons or Knights of Malta or in this Wicca, man, they're cowards. The ones standing up to them are the ones that are heroes, but there's very few of them. It's like hardly, not hardly. Because of the job situation, so they're quiet. And the cops that are not Freemasons, they know something's going on not right. They know that their partner has a shady background they don't know about. That's true. They're told to shoot family dogs and animals. They're told to do certain things so it get put in the paper and to show control of the population as they're increasing the Gestapo idea. Because they're taking felons out of prison. This has been ongoing since at least 2006. Infiltrating in police departments. Finding out which cops are good cops. That means the one to take down. And the one that's going to sign their name over to Lucifer with the new SS that's coming. That's why Obama and Emmanuel, what's his name? Yeah, up there in Chicago, are going to start training children to be the SS. Kind of like, ROTC on steroids. Except a whole different ball game. They're sneaking up on you with that. In Oregon. Watch Oregon. Keep your eyes on Oregon. Yeah, old Jerry, what's his name? Boykin. Boykin's a Knights of Malta. He's some kind of general, allegedly. I have to say allegedly. Same thing with Wesley Clark. They're all secret society members, or Rhodes Scholars, or whatever. And that means, in fact, they are Illuminati. Of that, there's no doubt. How they can stand in front of fellow Americans and fellow troops and veterans and spout off their lies is just beyond me. Pretending to be patriot. And they take a blood oath against mankind. They take an oath to lie. It's just beyond me how this works. The trust that they have, the position. And you got troops and militia that say, well, we're on your side, militia. No, they're not. They're setting you up to die. And they know it, too. Boykin. All of them, the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. They're setting you up to die. It won't be the first time, either. They tried to do it in the Bonus Army in 1932. They started the... Our own Joint Chief of Staff, our own... Something happens to them when they get to general level. They take a blood oath, Freemasonry or something. I don't know. Well, I got the oath. You can look up right now the oath for the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasonry. But here's the rub on that they don't know. Apparently they don't know. Is the protocols in chapter 15, Roman numeral XV. It's the protocols learned out of Zion. It specifically tells, and it will happen. This is not theory. It's not speculation. It is going to happen. They're going to kill every Freemason once the Great White Brotherhood, as they call themselves at the highest level, has total control of this country. Well, the world, actually. They will then turn to. And they will kill every Freemason. It's going to happen. It's a promise. And God will allow it. No matter how many good deeds you've done, none of that counts until you've born again. If you're born again, you'd be getting out of the Masons because you realize you can't take an oath. You'd repent of that oath. You're no longer under the control of that oath any longer. God will not hold you responsible to repent of that sin of taking an oath against him. You repent it and get out of it. You're good to go. But you got to repent of it. That means you won't go back to the Freemason Lodge anymore. And then you'll say, whoa, you know, Christ is in my heart. And you start witnessing to your friends that are Freemasons to get out too. They are going to kill them. Because they won't need the secret societies any longer. The idea is to reduce the population. What do you think that means? Yeah, the royal secret is designed to open up portals with sodomization, murder, rape. By an abomination that takes God away, the Holy Spirit leaves their body, leaves their spirit alone, so the demonic entity can come inside. That's what the royal secret's all about. At the 33rd degree level, one-third of the 33rd degree Masons know the royal secret to acquire this demonic entity inside of them. They change and no longer like they used to be. Isn't that right? It's called the royal secret. Family goes up as high as a president, as congressmen, CEOs, and military leaders. You understand this? So, that HPV shot, back to it. Go to my website. I got a study there for it. And you do your own study. Never take one witness or one piece of work. You always do more to research the research. Now, we're talking today, the 24th. What's the 24th today, right? Yep, all day long. The news today, well, they're really getting into that Malaysia flight. Got everybody all kinds of busy, doesn't it? Everybody's busy worrying about where that flight is and supernatural and, you know, Bermuda Triangle and all this stuff going on. And I'm sure it's talked about in about every show or here and there. I don't know. It's just to keep you all busy, primarily. But what you're going to find out is they're going to start linking it up to a rapture event. It's already started. I think Billy Graham's daughter started linking up to the rapture, to the missing plane. That's called predictive programming. At its worst. Isaiah 40 verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. That's after you repented. Truly repented. Not just saying the words, but you've truly repented of your sins and sin no more. Well, that's hard to do. Yep, that's why the Holy Spirit's there with you. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now that's Jesus talking. When you read further into that scripture before it, it's talking about Jesus, not Yeshua, not Jeshua, not Yahweh, not Yahuwah, whatever. None of those names are going to get you protected. None of those names are going to bring the Holy Spirit to you. Only the name of Jesus. Now, if you only speak Hebrew somehow or another, or you speak Chinese only, and you've got a King James Bible, it's going to have a different name for Jesus, but Jesus, he knows your heart. But the name Yeshua is called the Sacred Name Movement, and that's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That one is what we call Sananda Manuel. The one, the Jews that know, they believe that's going to be their Savior. They've denied Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So what they're trying to do, the fake Jews in Israel, they're trying to, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Christian Identity, the Herbert Armstrong and the Arnold Murray crowd, all these, are trying to get everybody to say Yeshua. Everybody, no matter what nationality you are, his name's Yeshua, because that is the name of the fallen angel, Sanand Emmanuel. They're very tricky about this. So they've got a movement about it to make sure everybody does it. Call him Yeshua, Jeshua, son of Nun. Or Yahweh, which is Satan spelled backwards in the Tetragrammaton. Tetragrammaton, they call it. Jehovah. And no, I'm not a Jehovah Witness. They just adopted the name. Jehovah is a real name of God. Ilyim Alayhim, I am that I am, is his name. Not Yahweh. Whole lot of people covering that Yahweh trail. And they are dead wrong. Sorry, but you are. Evidence shows Michael Hargett, Walter Veith, Scott Johnson, there's many others. Great researchers that confirm what I'm telling you. Me, I had to research the researchers. But don't take my word for it at all. I should give you directions of clues. You do your own research, completely your own research. And use more than one. Yahweh is the name of Satan spelled backwards in the Tetragrammaton. It's manipulating vowels and so forth with occultic symbols and so forth. Yeshua, you yell out the name Yeshua when you see these demons come at you. In other ways, calling his name, not going to hear you. That's not the name of his son. The true name and nature of his son is contained in the King James Bible. The only one. There is no others. And Jesus is the only name, as John 14:6 says specifically. Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now that's mortal man. But against principalities, which I've covered before. Against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's your enemy. Now, nowhere in that verse, 6:12, Ephesians 6:12, does not talk about Jews. It don't talk about Muslims. It don't talk about secret societies. It talks about principalities, powers against the rulers of darkness of this world. Spiritual wickedness in high places. That's your enemy. But they got you thinking this. They're Jews. Oh, now they got an article that's coming out in all kinds of places that Al-Qaeda has infiltrated in the IRS. So, this is nuts. So you got the Jews doing what? Having the finances, right? It's really the Knights Templars, actually. Irish Templars. That's what's really doing it. They want you all to believe the Jews are doing it. And no, it's the Templars, man. It always has been the Templars. It's not been the Jews. Tribe of Dan got their knickers into things. Merovingian bloodline. They actually think they're going to take America as New Atlantis. I have news for them. It ain't going to happen. But in any case, your Knights Templar is the enemy. And that is the ones controlling the financial situation, not the Jews. They got Jews as names there. They got Jews in control. Excuse me, in seeming control. But it's not really. They're taking orders. Some of them not even Jews in the first place. It's the Knights of Templars that control the finances. Irish. Not Jewish. Yep. So you got the Muslims, Al-Qaeda, in IRS. Yeah, golly. They must think we're dumb. They must think Americans are dumb as rocks. So you got, in one part of the financial, you got Muslims, right? Now, according to the articles. Well, so the Jews and Muslims are working together now, right? Is that what we're supposed to believe? How about it, media? Is that it? So now the Muslims and the Jews are working together in the finances. Al-Qaeda's infiltrated the IRS. Oh, man. Well, March the 24th. Oh, that's today. Digital tattoos. I warned y'all about this coming. It's not your RFID biometric chip that hurts like the dickens if they're going to put it in with a syringe as big as a horse needle. Leaves a drop of blood when you stick it in. I don't like that. Well, they don't want you to. They want you to see the tattoo. That's why you have your sports stars and all these on TV. Miss Kansas, you see, everybody's wearing tattoos. Well, no problem. That needle thing, I don't want that. But a tattoo with Mickey Mouse on it? Sure. Slap it on this wrist here. Yeah, there you go. Oh, Mickey Mouse. Hey. Superman, Spider-Man. No problem. Tattoo? Yeah. Where's the money come from? Well, healthcare bill. Oh, okay. You can buy and sell with it. In the not too distant future, you'll begin to see digital tattoos, unquote. Told y'all. Hey. London is coming your way, too. Y'all like tattoos? I don't think they'll put it on your back. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine going through Walmart and you got the tattoo on your back spine? And say, turn around. I need to get your money. So you bend down and you lift your shirt up and let them scan your tattoo on your back. That would be obscene, wouldn't it? So it's going to be on your hand. You don't mind that, do you? A tattoo with a biometric chip. Be cropping up all over the place, they say. The first and probably biggest use will be in the medical field. You Freemason and Easter Star nurses and doctors, dentists, get ready. You're going to be the first ones. Ultra-thin, flexible sensor will be applied to a patient. Much like that child's fake tattoo. Family, I've been telling you all this for 2 years now. 3 years. This is March 24th. They're just now telling you. Follow me now. It's not the yellow brick road, neither. These ultra-sensitive devices will then be able to gather enormous amounts of data from your body. Oh, party time. How about that? Don't that give you just a warm and fuzzy feeling already in this age of deception? Now, isn't the Seventh-day Adventists, don't they say that the mark of the beast is Sunday worship? You got to be kidding me. That's what they say. Well, right now, you know they're wrong. So I wouldn't go back to next service. I'd just say, well, I really like y'all, and you have really good cakes. You really do. But I'm not going to be going back to your services because you got false prophets there and false teachers. You got really good information about about the New World Order and all that good stuff. But your theology stinks. Because it's followed up with wrong theology. Well, I could go over the details. But, family, get out of all religion. No exception, including Christianity. See, Christianity is not about God. It's about hiding Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. That's the purpose of religion, period. It's very important to know because your religion is going to change. Well, that's another story. Back to digital tattoos. That's a little rabbit trail I go down every now and then. Digital tattoos, family, I'm going to tell you something about those. I think it's where I'm going to head next. Now, the digital tattoo, I'm going to shock you a little bit here. Stick with me. I mentioned this months ago about how they're going to fake tattoo. In other words, you have little things on the faces like the cheerleaders. That's cute, isn't it? Yeah, it's cute. And then you got Spider-Man, and you got Batman and Superman, and then you got, you know, I'm a man's man, my mom tattoo here. You know, I don't have it, but, you know, I guess you want to have one with mom. Just whatever you want to order, kind of like a license plate. Oh, well, looky there. So you got a basic one, and then if you want to order one special, I bet you're going to be able to order it special. I want one with mom on it. I love my mama, you see, or I love my daddy, or I love my 67 Corvette, so I want whatever, you know. So they'll have an array of tattoos that will be applied. They're cute, but let me tell you what they're going to do later. They're telling you, March the 24th, they're saying, I quote, these ultra-sensitive devices will be able to gather enormous amounts of data from your body. Oh, hooray. Everything from blood pressure to heart rate to hydration levels and more. Once gathered, the data will be able to be transmitted wirelessly to the cloud, where it can be assessed or manipulated by the owners of the data via application. You know, there's some researchers that even see a tattoo leading to a digital interface concept. The blood-powered electronic interface. It's embedded on the skin and it could be used to display videos or act as a phone or a computer, projecting right onto the skin. Oh. So you don't got to have a home visit for a doctor. Just hold your hand up and he'll appear like, what, like Luke Skywalker or something. Hey, doctor, can you hold your hand still? Oh, okay. Am I making you dizzy? Okay. Can I tickle you? Goosey. That tickle? Didn't feel it, huh? Okay. I'm going to stick you with my pen. Is that okay? Phew, goes right through. Did it hurt? Like a voodoo doll, you know what I mean? No, it didn't hurt him at all. Oh, man, this is so sick. I'm going to give you something that's going to shock you in a minute. Here's what they're telling people, though. The concepts are going to give people unprecedented access to your own medical history and data. But at what price are you going to pay? Y'all watch that, I can't think of the show. It's Intelligence or something, where this guy is like, you know, transhumanized. He was like the $6 million man kind of thing. And they rebuild him or something, and he's able to access worldwide data computers in his brain. So he's like an investigator. And then he found out he can form 3D holographic images around him of crime scenes from the collecting on the data worldwide of every major bank. I mean, data bank in this TV program. Well, they tell you the truth, what's going to happen before it happens. So they would have every access the world to. They know exactly where you are. I'm going to shock you in a minute. Hang in there. If the data stream were to be intercepted from server to server, or the server itself were to become compromised, then everything about you would be available to the hacker to see. Well, see, you're going to find out that the hackers, steals identities, or CIA and NSA. Because they want to hack into your cards on a regular basis, steal your identity, so you'll see how inadequate that they are. So you'll want the tattoo, because they're going to say that nobody can get into it, because we have control of it. Don't you want to get rid of those cards? Oh, yeah, I want my identity stolen. Oh, they're the ones doing it anyway. They create the problem, they create the solution. They own both sides. Don't let them lie to you. They're the hackers, to show you that's inadequate, to lead you to want to get the tattoo. That's how they work. It's called a dialectic. Cowards, man. Anyway, worse, your data would quickly go up for sale to the highest bidder. Well, that's not true, because they control it completely anyway. Some of these people that write these articles don't know the highest level. You can't stop technological progress, they say, and admittedly the technology behind the digital tattoos is impressive. Oh, it's old. Please spare me. They want to cite you problems already. No, they've got it worked out. It's funded through the health care bill, by the way. One of the most vexing problems to engineers to date is the simple fact that silicon, which serves a basis for our entirely digital world, is not very flexible. What a bunch of liars. They've got this so tweaked. Silicon will be an abomination to your body. It's going to tap into your soul, which is energy. They're not telling you that. Now, see, here, there you go. Chips tend to be inflexible. Oh, I called that one right, didn't I? Rectangular in shape. That's very limiting in terms of design. And you can only make such a structure so small before it becomes useless. There's your dialectic. Silicon. There's your transhumanized individual. Silica. Mixing the biometric chip with your DNA. The most groundbreaking research in this field is being conducted by John Rogers. Oh, I just thought of something. Of the University of Illinois, who's already at the stage of building functional prototypes for this microchip. Oh, my. Guess what? Or should I say, guess who? Was aboard that Malaysia flight. Well, well, well. What we have here. Isn't that a hoot? What we had aboard the flight... Malaysia flight, was about 20 engineers with microchips. They had a patent of these microchips, a patent, and they disappeared. Kind of like the same thing as Larry McDonald back in 87, 88. That Larry McDonald, after he did an interview with that Knights of Malta, Pat Buchanan, and Brady, they tried to grill him, but Larry McDonald shoved it right up through the nose. I played it before the actual interview on Crossfire, and they tried to. Questioned Larry McDonald, and Larry McDonald was coming clean, man. He was coming out with about the New World Order on TV. I played that interview before. And they tried to grill him. Brady, who's a Knights of Malta, and Pat Buchanan, who's a high-level priest in Luciferian order, just like Billy Bob Clinton is, Rhodes Scholar. They're all the same. Rusty Clark and the old doggone lot of them. Well, Brady and Pat Buchanan tried to grill Larry McDonald. And about 3-4 months later or so, Larry McDonald was on flight KAL-007, and the flight disappeared. The Russians said, we shot it down. The flight's gone. Larry McDonald gone, too. You see, it was too soon to reveal the truth about the Illuminati. Today, you got, you know, your Joneses and all these guys, Venturas and all these, are told to what to say. Snowden, Assange, Manning, they're all controlled by the NSA and CIA, making it look like they're patriots, but they're not. Not at all. They're allowed to say so much. And the ones that say, I'm a CIA former operative and I am touring around the country, telling the truth, and they get on shows and stuff, and they got these books and CDs, that's the biggest bunch of baloney. That's a bunch of, oh boy. Yeah. They're told what they can say and what they can't say. You see, the idea here is to reveal the worthlessness of governments so you'll accept the New World Order as a peaceful solution. They're all part of this, every doggone one of them. They've taken a blood oath as Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Columbus, etc., to lie, cheat, and steal. That's why you pray for them to get out of there. But they're required to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They want you to know how worthless the governments are. So there'll be a flip. And you say, oh, the government's worthless. Yeah, we got something better for you. That's what it's all about. Well, the flight, if I can find it, the flight, Malaysia flight, has some Chinese engineers on it. And those Chinese engineers had a patent about a microchip. A very important one, actually, that's infinitesimally small, as a little indention point of a golf ball. And as a result of those engineers disappearing, the Rothschilds got the patent. The disappearance of four members of a patent semiconductor traveling on Malaysia Airlines Mike Hotel 370 makes the famous billionaire Jacob Rothschild as the sole owner of the important patent. It's one of the Freescale semiconductor R microcontroller KL-03, a new improvised version of an older microcontroller. Now my question is, what kind of link would that have with a microchip or with a tattoo that goes on your skin to control the mark of the beast? How about that? Does that make you wonder? And the disappearance of the death of these SEALs aboard that, the Maersk, the mysterious death of the SEALs. This Malaysia flight, bankers jumping off of towers without parachutes. I say it's all connected together. Because you see, the Chinese, to say the very least, have a vested interest in the United States. Family, your Ron Pauls and all these other so-called patriots, they're not telling you about the 257 Ford trade zones that's there. They own America. Family, they've got 257 foreign trade zones in America. You understand, this sovereign Chinese territory in America, 257 of them. Now, I've got a list of I got the addresses of where they are. You can find them right now if you want to. How come Ron Paul and the rest of them, Boykin and Rick Joyner and all the others, how come they're not complaining about that? Why aren't they going to Congress, and how come they don't block them off? Sovereign Chinese territory in America? What's wrong with these people? I thought they were patriots. No, they're not at all. None of them are. 257 divided by 50 is about 2 per state. Plus, not saying a word. The Chinese think they're going to take over the New World Order. The Russians are there, the American, New American Century. They all think in the revived Holy Roman Empire, they think they're going to be the New World Order leaders. I got news for you. It ain't going to happen. Because the real Illuminati at the highest level and the Great White Brotherhood in the fake World War III are going to have you all fight each other out. What it looks like. And the real Roman Empire, the old one, is going to take control. Well, you all fight it out. And we're all caught in the middle. It's fake World War III coming up. The Holy Land is not going to be in America. And we're not even in the Bible. But let's go back to this thing before I get off on too many rabbit trails here. So you had U.S. Technology Company, which had 20 senior staff members aboard the Malaysia Airlines flight, Mikotel 370, launched a new electronic warfare gadget for military radar systems in the days before the Boeing 777 went missing. Now, you have a part of this thing involves battlefield communication, avionics, HF radar, band L, Lehman Sierra, missile guidance systems, electronic warfare, identification technologies. Freescale's, Freescale's shareholders include Carlyle Group. Advisors were George Bush and John Major. Oh, man. And Carl's previous heavyweight clients include Saudi Bin Laden Group, family owned by Bin Laden. Bin Laden was taken out of the family. He wasn't part of it. They killed him in 2001. Don't let them lie to you that he's killed in, by the SEAL team. They killed somebody else. That wasn't Bin Laden, by the way. No way possible. Omar Sheikh killed Bin Laden, according to Benir Bhutto in 2007 in John Frost's interview. Benir Bhutto, former prime minister of Pakistan, confirmed that Omar Sheikh killed Bin Laden even before 2007. Other information I've gotten from research is 2001, December, Bin Laden was killed. And those SEAL team members, a lot of them are dead too, by the way. Imagine that. Freescale, Carlyle Group. Apparently, cloaking technology, man, it goes beyond a microchip by far. And guess who gets it? Rothschild. See, Rothschilds and Rockefellers, although they're both Illuminati, they're also against each other. Always have been. It's who's the big dog in charge, they think. Neither one are going to make it. The Bible's written for the Middle East. But besides that, let me tell you something else they did. Watch this. Let's connect some dots here. If you go back, as reported in the U.S. News and World Report, many decades ago, quote, the government Alexander Kerensky, an interim government between the Tsar and Lenin, received support privately from industry in America. It was hinted that this financial support came from the same Americans and American banks that supported Lenin in 1905, unquote. Now, the reason for these large cash gifts to the Bolsheviks by Wall Street was very simple. Rockefeller, which is one that's connected here to this, it's all connected here, but we're going back a long time ago, to show you how it's never stopped. You understand? That's my point. Rockefeller's Standard Oil Company, when it used to be ESSO, had seen an international competitor surface. So the source of all the oil in the Baku fields, Caspian Sea, in Russia, also near Kosovo, Macedonia, aha! Russians Tsar Nicholas II invited the European partnership of Rothschild and Nobel, who were Illuminatis, to develop his oil fields, had even gone so far as construct a railroad for their use. So, a Bolshevik victory, financed by American bankers, guaranteed preferential treatment for John D. Rockefeller and the world domination of oil business. So then began the Russian reign of terror, financed, supported by Americans drunk with the riches of black oil and oil and gold. Now, you say, what's that got to do with today? Oh, it's got everything to do with today because it's never stopped. Even technology today. Rothschild inherits semiconductor patent for Freescale semiconductors. You see, there's a division among the Breakspear Italian Illuminati, which is on the inside, and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers on the outside. It's convoluted. The Chinese want America. The Chinese want to be world government. It's not going to happen. While the Chinese are over here, as allowed by Carter and Clinton, Panama Canal was opened up when we signed the treaty, when Carter signed the treaty to allow American forces to pull out, left a vacuum in the Panama Canal, and the Russians, the Chinese on cue, took over. Yes, right, they did. And then some 15, 20 years later, his partner, old Billy Bob Clinton, Chinagate, was selling secrets to Chinese. Yeah, liar. He opened up Long Beach Naval Base for Costco to come in. Now he got two-prong attack of Chinese industry, bringing military equipment, all kinds of other things coming in through Long Beach Naval Base, Costco, in those Connex boxes. Oh, yeah. The drug tunnels go back and forth from Mexico where they built their underground bases in Mexico, Chinese did. Then they infiltrate the United States, start buying up property and our debt. They think they're going to get the New World Order. The Italian, Roman, Roman Illuminati, the insiders, the Roman Empire. You know what this sums up? The big boys fighting. I can tell you what it sums up. When they finally go at it, it sums up a actual prophecy. Y'all can find it right now. Psalms 34:21. And this is something they don't know. So you know more than the cosmic top secret boys know. That will happen. They don't know it yet. They're going to find out the hard way. Psalms 34:21 says exactly what's going to happen. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Now that's a promise, and it's a guarantee. And there's not a darn thing they can do about it. Nothing. Because these Illuminati, whether it's Italian, German, Irish, Scottish, it don't make one lick of difference. Timbuktu, Elmer Fudd's family line, it don't matter. They lose. Because the Creator knows their steps before they even know they have one coming. It's supernatural war going on. Now, they're going to try to integrate all this stuff going on, but God's going to turn them over to their own devices. Oh, I know. I got off a little bit on it, didn't I? Well, we'll go back there. That tattoo. Semiconductors. All this stuff is happening right under our noses. Family, those of you that are studying this, the scriptures, what's going on, you're way ahead of the game. But this digital tattoo, a number of big names in healthcare and technology, including Google, are extremely interested in the high-tech potential to advance medicine to help your little dear old grandmother get her medications. You won't have to worry about it. The tattoo will give them to her by a microchip. And if she has some kind of heart failure, they'll already know. Well, after all, you try it on your dogs and it finds them all the time, right? And your kids. And the troops, if you're kidnapped, they find you, right? They always put it in the newspaper how it helps find an animal. I found my dog after 5 years because of the tattoo. And then they have these Norman Rockwell kind of commercials where it shows a little old lady or a little old guy or something. And I have my medications here. And he has a big smile on the face, this stupid advertisement about this microchip. I'm going to tell you about that microchip in a minute. I'm just leading up to something. The edible microchip works on a very basic biological process. The individual takes the pill daily for this digital pill. The stomach acids activate the microchips in the pill. And more importantly, the entire person's body will act like an authentication system in an era where no one's data seems secure. The idea of such an authentication method may catch on quickly. Are y'all getting this? You understand what I'm saying here? A digital pill, even. They've had, look up, since last year, the FDA approved about a microchip inside a pill a year or two ago. And it goes through the body, through the bloodstream, and lodges itself into the brain. And it stays put there. You won't even know it. Now, it's funded through the health care bill. Now, this sounds like it's new technology, does it not? Researchers see the tattoo leading to a digital interface concept. The blood-powered electronic interface, which is embedded under skin, would be used to display videos or act as a phone or computer. Now, don't know. Maybe some of them don't even know it. Sounds like high tech, doesn't it? It's like, ooh, ah, wow. Well, I got news for you. Inspired by the Pentagon Papers, somebody in the bureaucracy of the federal government smuggled out a Xerox nightmare, a 92-page monograph. The official title of this study was in 1973. That's 38 years ago. It's called The Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. So the key word here is coercive behavior modification. Techniques with offenders, prisoners it was being used on to get by with the Eighth Amendment, so we wouldn't have to worry about it. Now, I got a copy of that, by the way. Oh, I do. As funded by the Health Education Welfare Department for its preparation. Isn't that a hoot? The thesis of this study was set up by Professor Ralph K. Schwetzabel. Don't that sound like something you'd eat in a German restaurant? Schwetzabel? Let me have a Schwetzabel on rye. Anyway. S-C-H-W-I-T-Z-G-E-Bell. B-E-L. Schwetzabel. Is that a sandwich with a slits with it or something? I don't know. Anyway, guess what? He's with Harvard University. He was. Back in 73. His brother, twin brother no less, Robert. Twin trouble, Robert Schwetzabel, naturally. Unless he married a feminist, then he changed the name to her name. In any case, that's funded by the Rockefeller too, by the way. This particular study, are you ready for this? The thesis of this study was that social or cultural or political, quote, rehabilitation began inside the nervous system of the citizen. A miniaturized radio transmitter in 1973, implanted inside the brain or body, can monitor and transmit the conversations, locations, and even the sexual responses of the subject 24 hours per day. The report also explains that sewed up inside the subject's body with a transponder would be a radio-controlled electrical shock device. It's like having your own taser sewed up inside your body. Wouldn't that be nice? Not. A radio-controlled electrical shock device. And the device could deliver punishment to the offender anywhere in the world. And we mean punishment. Well, you see, they took it out of prison, prisoners. And they put this device inside the body, sewed up. See, they didn't have the vaccines back then, the microchips, the digital silicon. Whoa, you see what I mean? To be able to inject it to with vaccines, military, or pills, military. They didn't have it then. They had to cut into the body and then insert this with transponder for the test subjects. Y'all follow me here? Let your mind expand in the possibilities of this 1973 technology. A miniaturized device. Now, who are the offenders in this subject? Well, when I read it, it talks about homosexuals. So they dwell on a homosexual sexual response. Can you imagine the implications here? We got text subject number A. He's getting a, you know, yeah, okay, hit the button. Psst, oh, boy, that would sure stop that in a hurry, wouldn't it? Are these people sick or what? That's what they did. But later when you read the monograph, 90-page monograph, 92 pages, they talk about an offender's financial matters. Disputes over financial obligations. And it talks about socially troublesome persons. Is your mind expanding about now? I know that in one situation, when I was taking some training, it was like 2 years, 3 years ago, one of the students was late. And he said, "Hey guys, I'm sorry I'm late. My car wouldn't start." And they sat down, and we started back in the class. He interrupted the class, which is fine. And then at lunchtime, I said, what happened? "Oh, man, you're not going to believe it." I said, "What happened?" He said, "Well, my car wouldn't start. It was running all morning, and I was on my way here, but it wouldn't start. When I went to get something, it came back, it wouldn't start." And I found out, this guy said, told me, that he had paid his monthly bill for the car to the bank. I forgot, Bankers Trust or Chase or something or another. He'd made the payment, but the bank hadn't accepted it. It hadn't been found or lost or something. And they turned his car off. Remote. So it made him have to call in. "Oh, yes, sir. Well, you didn't pay, and so we just cut your car off." When he said, "Well, I paid, you know, went all through all this," they found out, "Oh, well, you did. We're sorry about that." And his car came back on. Now, family, come on now. You know, you don't pay your debt for 2 months, it's no more calling on the phone and avoiding having to take the call from Chase Manhattan. It's like, stop it. No, we'll pay us and we'll stop it. If you don't pay us, we're going to shock you every hour. Family, y'all get the complications here? This is 1973. Huh? Your parents were in college then, some of you. Some of you 30, 40 years old, your parents were in college then. How about that? Interview for Larry McDonald was 1983, by the way. I'm not done here. The paper, when you read it, it predicted in the paper for this transponder and this device, micro miniaturization. That was predicted. So you got miniaturized device, radio transmitter, and you know they'll turn a radio transmitter and a transponder into a tiny, 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 itsy bitty little potabikini. Hey, silicon chip. Isn't that something? Because in the paper in 1973, they predicted micro miniaturization. And what it would do, since it predicted, would permit near permanent intracranial stimulation. The new program would relate to civil rather than criminal situations, which they were assured that the cruel and unusual punishment clause of the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution would not present any serious obstacle to implementation of the plan. It's kind of like a euphemism for castration, sterilization. Family, they would sterilize you with the medications that they put in these chips. Y'all see, this is 38-year-old technology, family. It's 38-year-old technology. This, I'm reading it from, I got to study. There's a National Security Agency computer specialist in 1973-74, during this study period of this one study, that actually proposed attaching miniature electronic tracking devices to 20 million Americans. Hey, way to go, NSA. Your days are numbered. When the Holy Spirit comes down here, man, you have no idea. These people have no idea their time's is short. But this transponder we're talking about would transmit the wearer's location by radio to a computer and could be used for arrests following riots or confrontations, for monitoring aliens and political subgroups. Now, for them to do this worldwide, family, they had satellites. Well, no, they got towers. They don't have any satellites up there, people say, right? Yeah, okay. Chuckle, chuckle. So how many towers they have across the ocean? Repeater towers. Yeah, I see these people. You got a bunch of shills on the Facebook and all this. They have satellites up there. And these satellites would aid in this. Well, now what have they got? Oh, they got a little everything. Star Wars, all that mess. Such devices seem to be the bitter fruits of a rapidly developing field, by the way. Kind of like behavioral engineering. And the chief apostle was Dr. Robert Schwitzbell, who was, like, as I said, the twin brother of Ralph. And he was urging the government, even back then, to consider increased use of devices designed to control group behavior. You ever heard of a flash mob? You ever heard of radio or TV commentator that started to go blah, 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 blah. You know, couldn't speak anymore. Had trouble talking. And some of y'all say Southern accent, I'm going to come get you. But in any case, kind of babbling, they couldn't talk all of a sudden and thought they had a stroke. Well, you know, practice makes perfect, right? Somebody probably said, hey, watch this, John, we're going to hit her. You see her? Yeah, she's giving a report on the air and the news. All right, watch this. We're going to hit it. Watch what she does. These people, man, I'm telling you what. The government already spends much of its budget on prisons and police and judges and so forth. Social control behavior. Hardware. Well, back then in 73-74, Schwitzbell proposed shifting, quote, a small portion of defense budget away from the development of weaponry to devices for measuring and possibly reinforcing desirable behaviors of large groups. He said because 80% of the manufacturing assets in the United States is controlled by about 2,000 largest corporations. Actually, it's about 6 corporations now. Control almost every corporation out there. You had Barton Ingraham, I-N-G-R-A-H-A-M, of Berkeley School of Criminology. He actually suggested that further control could be achieved through developments in electrophysiology. Automatic deterrence or blocking of the criminal activity by electronic stimulation of the brain. So electrical impulses. Family, listen to me. Electrical impulses, which are injected into the brain, in your soul, literally, can induce or inhibit or modify phenomena as movement, desire, rage, aggression, fear, pain, and pleasure. Now, each one of these, listen to me now, listen. Desire, rage, aggression, these things, they have different frequency vibrations in your body. They can adjust it like a radio station. If they deliver 6.6 hertz to your body of ELF transmission, it causes the individual to be in a depressed state and you don't know why. I just don't feel, oh. It's being induced by technology. If they crank it up, the average is 7.82 is the average resonance. That's your temperature. That's the norm for normal behavior. That's the resonance of the earth. 7.82, Schumann resonance. about 7.82 or something like that. So if they target a group or an individual, a town, a state, with a microwave transmitter to 10 to 11 hertz, about 2 or 3 above norm, it causes you to just be extremely agitated. You'll start breaking things, cussing, may even kill somebody with their commands. You understand where this is going? We have 22 suicides per day of our vets coming back. That's being orchestrated. And I'm telling you how they're doing it. Now, y'all can shake your head left and right all you want and go deny. You can change the channel if you want to. But it's not going to take away the truth. Those suicides, those voices you vets are hearing in your ears, family, that's technology. Only prayer. Holy Spirit. And you're not going to get some special forces, SEAL team members, something or another, to find these little facilities and go down there and take them and all that. Family, you're watching too much TV. It don't work like that. There's not going to be a takeover of the government by a benevolent group. It ain't going to happen. It's impossible. Jesus Christ is going to bring judgment upon this world. That you can count on. Right now, Satan, the supernatural, and using these minions of technology and the scientists and engineers and Knights of Malta and your joint chief of staff and your senior representatives and your presidents and prime ministers of these countries are all against you. But they lose. Psalm 34:21. They will, no way possible they're going to win. It's impossible. Are they going to bring tribulation? Oh, yeah. Family, pick Jesus Christ. I want to get that before I have to leave today. Oh, I know, you got Dr. Jose Delgado, who put these radio transceivers in 1970s or 80s or time frame into bulls that control their behavior. Experiments going on. All this is for nothing because they lose when the end times began. You understand this? Now, I've got a whole study on this and how they're controlling the troops. I have studies on everything I'm talking about. I'm just giving you a snippet. And I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about today, but now I guess I know. I let the Holy Spirit guide me. You know, one of the fathers of new behavioral engineering was Joseph Meyer. He worked for the Pentagon's National Security Agency. And the NSA is the most secret member besides NRO. NSA's twice the budget of CIA, and it's potency is unknown to most Americans. Myers, a police state, microchips, all that is part of this little game they got going on, and the digital tattoo. There is your mark of the beast. You've got John MacArthur and these so-called theologians, Calvinists, saying go ahead and it's okay to take certain microchips. These folks like MacArthur and the rest of them is turning will lead you straight to hell. They're cowards because they cannot tell the truth. They call themselves theologians, write books and CDs, yet they're leading people to hell. I call you out. They're telling you to take the mark of the beast. You have FEMA training clergymen, 25,000 plus being trained by FEMA. To tell Christians to do everything they tell you to do because of Romans 13. Well, that's not true. Render to Caesar, which is Caesar, and unto God, which is God. And God says, you don't take that mark of the beast. You don't put that mark in your hand or tattoo. It doesn't matter whether it's Batman tattoo or Superman or, I don't know, mom's tattoo or something, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. It will control your soul. I got the studies here. I'm telling you what it does. And that's what it does. Technology is 38 years old, or actually more than that. Then they put the drugs in there. Family, it opens up a portal for demonic possession. A gateway. It's what it's for. But they'll require you to give your allegiance to whoever the leader is at that point and deny Jesus. It will be specific, that specific. It has to be voluntary. Get close to Jesus Christ. This is the bottom line. I'm telling you what's coming, but I'm telling you they lost already, but only through Jesus. Those end times and judgments coming down this world, family. It is. And right now they've got like, how many? 7, 8, 9, 10, 17 states, I don't know, that are homosexual, approved homosexual marriage. This is part of that game that they're playing. If you get enough of the country's laws to turn away from God, it has a supernatural effect. It does. Now, they're going to try to downplay what I've just said, but it's what it does. It's what it is. And as soon as we turn away from God by the laws being changed, God's going to turn away from us. Pardon my expression. I don't know how else to say it. All hell's going to break loose. And this is unprecedented. Because all in the past, we've had at least the laws to follow the Bible. Well, now the laws are changing. And they know that. They understand it. That's why the NAACP, ACLU, ADL, whatever it is, works for the Illuminati, works for the Jesuits, works for the Freemasonry. To make them vote, because they're under a blood oath to vote the way they're told to by the Grand Inspector General. You understand how that works? And the judges will rule as they're told to do, because they're under a blood oath. They are the ones in bondage, you're not. You're free through Jesus Christ. But only through repentance and taking him in as your Savior, then you're there. But if you don't, and his Holy Spirit supernaturally can override these pills, override these microchips. It's a supernatural world we're living in. They're tapping into your soul, and your soul is energy, and this is energy being delivered. It's connecting. It's physics. It's biology. It's chemistry. It's alchemy. And now they're trying to sell you off on these digital tattoos, and your children will love them. Oh, yeah. You got My Little Pony tattoo. You got my little Batman. I want a Batman. Can I have a Batman tattoo? Oh, yeah, Mommy. I like that. Mommy, what's my Social Security number? It's going to be in there, too. Oh, goody. You understand what's going on, don't you? Where's the Ron Pauls now? Why aren't they yelling at the Chinese taking sovereign territory in America? Because they're part of it, every one of them. Jerry Boykin. Wesley Clark, who's coming up probably with Hillary as your vice president, and Hillary is president in about 2 years. Snakes in the grass crawling low. Family, Jesus Christ is the only one who's going to pull you out of this. There is not one human you can trust. Not one. Not even one. None. White hats, black hats, it's the same head, just a different colored hat. Only Jesus, family. And the supernatural and technology are intermingling together. Binary code and DNA are being mingled together through transhumanism. Chemtrails. All this stuff is connected together. Y'all can fight it and y'all can, but it's going to be individually. You got to know what you're fighting though first. I'm going to be talking about this all week long and new stuff each time. All right, I have to go, family. My time is up. And appreciate y'all coming by. Family, be ready because the supernatural is going to be attacking your families. And those that are trying to find their way to Jesus, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. It's going to pick up, you see. And you need to get serious about it. These articles, these newspapers, these events are there to take your mind and eyes off the ball. Some of you are already seeing it. Deliverance. Supernatural entities are going to start acting in your life. You need to be delivered. You need to take Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's very, very important that you do this. Family, y'all have a good night. No, tonight, 8 to 10, RevelationRadioNetwork.com. I'll be on live tonight, RevelationRadioNetwork.com. My website is WatchmanForJesus.com. That's WatchmanForJesus.com. And also reminds you that we're played up in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania on HighPointRadio.net. John Kirkler, HighPointRadio@Yahoo.com is his email. HighPointRadio@Yahoo.com. We're also played for the time being simulcast at Blue Raven Network, KBLU Radio. And you know that I'm on Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., broadcast and Bible study on Tuesday to Fridays, 7:30 to 9. And I do the best I can without going on the rabbit trails I sometimes go on. But I keep the Bible study strictly the Bible issues, biblical issues that are significant today, Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 to 9. Family, don't let them put fear in you. The Jones and Venturas and the Quails and all these. And all, family, don't. It's not about fear. It's about power. It's about being born again and saved and no fear through Jesus Christ. And the King James Bible, irrefutably, is an inerrant word of God. And there's not one thing any of them can prove otherwise. They try to. They never do. They run off at the mouth and they can't put up. So they need to shut up. But they don't. They say, well, it's a good Bible, but there's others that's more better. They never tell you which ones. I say, call them on it. Tell me which one. They always run or block you. Or want to block you or run and block you. Or they just walk away or they get all angry and huffy puffy. The preacher will leave you. That's cowardice. Put up or shut up is my motto sometimes. A little crude, I know, but you say if something's wrong with it, there's errors in the Bible, show me. Quit talking to you whatever you're talking and show me the actual errors. They can't never do it. When they do it, I promise you, you can unravel it because they twist it in such a way that you can untwist with a truthful iron. Iron them all out. You can do it every single time. They can't find any mistakes in it. They can't find any contradictions. Yet they claim they can. They never do. The King James Bible is irrefutably the inerrant word of God in the Cambridge edition today. Because I will tell you, after the year 2000, they started coming up in some like Thompson and some others, some counterfeit with very, very subtle changes, even in King James. So it's getting down to the Cambridge edition, actually. Of the King James Bible. Hang on to it tight. Study it. Get familiar with it. You're going to need it. There's your weapon. Family, thank you all for coming by. We had a nice crowd today, and tomorrow we're going to talk about more. Tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. RevelationRadioNetwork.com. And I'll see you all later. And have a great night. God bless. And this is the Watchman for Jesus, signing off.
Every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
good night, God bless, and the show will continue on a 24-hour loop when I sign off. Signing off. See you tomorrow. Or tonight.